T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the police pursuit slowed down traffic on the Vine Street Expressway early this morning. The cops, they were on foot. They were chasing a
foot
dog. And KYW's Mike Daugherty is in the newsroom with a story. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Brandon. Here's what you missed if you were sleeping at 142. This is traffic and weather on the twos at 142 this morning.
It got a little wild on the Vine very quickly. Vine Expressway eastbound right by 9th had it disabled in the left lane. Well, it looks like a dog bolted out of the vehicle and is now running up and down the Vine Expressway eastbound.
That's traffic reporter Andy Anderson. He was watching this all play out on the cameras. PennDOT called and asked him to warn drivers about the police chase ahead.
It just was getting crazier as it went along, and then about 15 minutes later, PennDOT called again and said everyone was off the expressway. Apparently, the dog didn't like being on the Vine and decided to run up one of the ramps and into a local neighborhood.
Now, we're not really sure what happened to the dog after that, but Brandon, at least it wasn't a cow that escaped from a live nativity in Old City. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was great.
Yeah. Easier to catch, though, I think.
Not really.
Apparently not, I guess. Bigger target to see,
yeah,
anyhow.
But
all
still.
Right. Thanks, Mike. KYW's Mike Daugherty in the newsroom.